Before Rabbi Shabtai leaves, thank you, Rabbi Shabtai, for all your efforts helping us grow closer to Hashem. They do not go unnoticed. Thank you. Also, thank you to everyone here. I know the hour is late. Thank you to my Rebbe, who this shir is based off of, Moshe Tzvi Weinberg. Hopefully, I've been begging Rabbi Shabtai. Hopefully, he'll be down here soon, Be'ezus Hashem. I learned to be in Schuss of Fur Shalema for Ariel Mazda Bas Aliyan, Ifka Gold Bas Yehudis, Ara Moshe B'Shein Arachah, B'Soch Sharcha Yisrael. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, Vayitzer Lo, Vayachas, Etza'om, Asher Ito, Ve'esetzom, Ve'esabakar, Ve'agamalim, L'sheni Machnos. Yaakov got very afraid, and this disturbed him, and he divided up his camp, and his son, his bakar, his camels, into two camps. Rashi famously says, why is Yaakov so afraid? Says Rashi, very interesting thing, Vayira Yaakov, where's the passage right over here? What is the pasuk again? Right over there. I have it over here, so we can leave it. Vayir Yaakov Mo'vayetzol Vayachas Asam. Here you go. Rashi says, Vayar Shema Yehorek. He was scared maybe he would be killed. Maybe Esav would kill him. Vayetzolo Im Yarog Hu Esachem. He was also scared maybe he would also have to kill. So Rashi says for the pasha thing, Yaakov's usually not the guy learning in the Beis Midrash. He's never really gone to battle before. Mishkan Metzal has a beautiful idea. Inside, Rabbi Rudinsky has a great idea why Yaakov was afraid. It's a little parenthetical note. He says, he quotes from the Targum Yonason, and also I saw tonight, also brought down from the Das Kanim. Why was Yaakov afraid that this showdown with Esav after so many such a long time? He says, at the end of the day, there was one mitzvah that Esav had that he didn't have for the past 20 years. What was that mitzvah? The mitzvah was kibbutz. At the end of the day, says Rabbi Rudinsky, quotes the Stipler, who says this. He says, the Targum Yonason just says he was scared about the mitzvah of Kibud Av. What about Kibud Av Va'eim? What about the respecting and honoring Rivka? At the end of the day, why does the Targum Yonason leave out Kibud Av? He just says Kibud Av. He says, that's an amazing thing the Stipler says. The Stipler says is that Yitzchak never knew that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. Yitzchak just knew that Rivka said, these daughters of Canaan are disgusting to me. If they'll go get a shidduch. So every single second that Yaakov was away from Esav, he was mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz. He was fulfilling the mitzvah of kibbutz. This is getting a little lundish over here. Not what everyone's expected from the Hasidish guy in Boca Raton. Right? At the end of the day, Yaakov was mekayim the mitzvah of kibbutz. Kibbutz Av, he got married 20 years ago, and that's why he was afraid. That's not where I'm going. That's just a parenthetical note. If you want to see it inside, I have my Mishkan Metzal, so does Dr. Belzan. It's an unbelievable idea brought down by this type of beautiful idea. End of the day, what's going on? Yaakov's afraid? But he's Yaakov Avinu, 14 years in Hashem Be'aver, 20 years in Lavan Garti, entire Mitzvah Shamarti. He was on the highest level possible, and he's afraid. The Baal Term says that because he was afraid, the Baal Term says is that this actually causes children to go into gulfs, and they would have to be scattered. He says that there's two, the Baal Term does two things. Ramosha Sweet said this in his shir. He says the Baal Term does two things in his parish on the Torah. He gives you gematrius. He also gives you a little bit of a bar ilan type of thing. That, by the way, the word garti is used here, and it's also used over there in Tehillim Kuf Chaf. What's the word? Oyeli ki garti mesha shechanti malei kedar. Right? Im lovin garti. I lived with love in all these years. Rashi says for six, did all the mitzvahs, but garti. And then the end of the day, it's also used one other time. He says that this fear that Yaakov had actually caused his it was actually a negative thing, that he shouldn't have been afraid. And the Das Kanim even takes it a step further. He says, if you look at the words, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Lo, says the Das Kanim, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, he was very afraid, Vayetzer Lo, and it distressed him. What does it mean it distressed him? It bothered him that he was afraid. It bothered him that he was scared. Not to say that the Pashup Shabbat, Yuryakim Ova Yetzer, though. He became scared, and he was distressed about the Yetzer Lo was going on the Vayira Yaakov. The Yetzer Lo says the Daz Kanim that it bothered him that he didn't have his level of Amunah yet. That he didn't reach it after 20 years in Lavan's house. There was something missing. There was something going on. So what ended up happening? I could tell you guys, everyone to go home here. Everyone thinks that Yaakov Avinu is done. But if anyone remembers that last year, Parshas Vayishlach, the Belzan Beis Midrash Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to have Rav Chaim Waxman come. And Rav Chaim Waxman said an amazing idea, which I think is really the same idea, What happens is the following. We know that after this whole story with this whole Rishon, we know that Yaakov famously has the showdown with Malach of Esav. And Yaakov doesn't just turn into Yaakov. Yaakov turns into Yisrael. The Yaakov, the Akev, the one who is low, the one who had the ankle, says Rav Gedalia Shor, the Rav Gedalia, the one who was maybe lacking this little of Amunah. What happened? He turned into Yisrael. He turned into a Jew. He turned into Yisrael, which we know, and Rav Waxman said this idea last year, based on the Sfasemes and other Svarim, HaKadoshim, that Yisrael is on a higher level than Yaakov. We're not called the Yaakovites. We're called Yisraelim. Yisrael is on a higher level. Ekev is the bottom. Yisrael is says he says is the best. Ekev is as the heel. Yisrael says it's below gvul. It's bleak gvul. It's something that's something that to expand and fully go out there. Because what happened when Yaakov met Esav's Malach? The Malach was the Satan. We know the Gemara Bava Basra tells us in Tezayin and Manav that the Malach, Hamavis, the Yitzhara, and the Satan are all one. They're all one. The Satan, the Yitzhara, and the Malach, Hamavis are all one. Just in different steps and how a person sins. He says when Yaakov actually was able to fight off that Satan, the Satan was causing him such distress and trying to bring him down and this and that. In the middle of the night, he was by himself, and we know from the Marshal and other Svarim, Marshal Zertzer was also today. Marshal says that what was he going back for? The Pachim Titanim. It was actually the Shemin from the Kohen Gadol on Hanukkah. It was the same jug. It's brought down by the Marshal. When he fought off the Satan, he fought off the Malach, he became a new person. And he says a great gematria. For all the gematria lovers here, if anyone's not there yet, I give you a bracha, you shall love gematrias as well. Says Rav Gedalia Shor, the Rav Gedalia Yo, Yaakov is gematria 182, Satan is gematria 359, 182 plus 359 gets 541, which I'm sure you know in your head, is Yisrael. Because Yaakov took the koach of the Satan. He took the koach of the Satan, who was trying to get him to be able to come down, and be able to put his fences down and to not believe in himself and not to grow and not have a moon. But Yaakov turned into Yisrael. And that's exactly why we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Al Anisim for the wars. Al Mechamos, Al Anisim, Al Mechamos. We thank Hashem for the miracles. You thank Hashem for the oil. We're thanking Hashem for the war. It's like, thank you Hashem that my wife was in the hospital for the past 3 months because at the end of the day she got out better. What's going on over here? And this all the Sfarim say this. And I saw it specifically in the Gevuras Yitzchak. Gevuras Yitzchak said an amazing thing. He said, if we didn't go through the battles, we would have never seen how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us. If we didn't have that battle with the Malach of Esav, if we didn't have those struggles in life, and that's why we all have struggles in life, because we come out bigger and better people. We come out, we change from a Yaakov to Yisrael through the battles. When we go through hard times in our lives, we go through hardships, we take those hardships, and we don't get downtrodden by them, we don't just become a Yaakov, we take the Satan, we take the hardships, and we turn into Yisrael. And that's the whole idea. Just to be able to close, be able to connect it back to Chanukah a little bit. Shemi Shmuel writes on Taf Reish Ayin Gimel on the sixth night, he says that in the Nevuah of Daniel, he says that Yavan is represented by a Nemer. A Nemer is a leopard. So I saw, if you think about a leopard, in Pirkei Avos, it says two different opposite type of things about a leopard. Oz Panam L'Gehenim, which is people who are brazen are going to a place where no one wants to go. And then in the Mishnah right before, in Parakei, Mishnah Chav Gimel, it says that Havihaz Kanema, you should be bold as a leopard. So is the leopard good or is the leopard bad? Is it good or is it bad? So obviously we're going to say that it could be both. It just depends how you channel it. Says the Chiddush Arim, an amazing idea. First Ger Rebbe, he says that in our lives, we have to be leopards. What does it mean to be a leopard? Leopard's not the strongest animal. But once a leopard gets going, and it's bold, and it's courageous, and it takes the heart, it's a little brave. It goes out of its comfort zone a little bit, and is able to get going a little bit. The leopard takes on any animal in the animal kingdom. I can't tell you the Chiddush Arim went to the zoo every day, but he says that at the end of the day, the leopard goes after anyone. He's like any Ranger fans here from the early 2000s. He's the Theo Fleury. I don't know who remembers who that is. My favorite hockey player. End of the day. He always went after the big guy in the Islanders, whoever that was. You know what I'm talking about. The little guy, 5'6". Yeah, he had some drug issues, not for now. But end of the day, at the end of the day, he always went for the big guy. Yaakov says the Chiddush Arim, that the leopard goes after, he learns Dafka,
He uses his boldness, his courage, he has such a courage, such a courageous thing. Who says, who are the Greeks? What did the Yavanim do? The Yavanim said, Chachmas Hashem, Torah Hashem, our Chachma, your Chachma, same thing. He says, you know what? You don't know how bold a person has to be to have such chutzpah to say that your Torah and our wisdom is the same thing? You don't know how chutzpah that is? He says, when you take the Midah of Yavan and you use it for good, That's why Azaz could be a good thing. When you take their midah, when you take the Azaz of the Yavanim, right? And Rav Moshe even quoted in the Shir, he says that what did the Greeks do? They just didn't want to have everyone go back to Greece. They wanted to make us Gauls in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to be, and that's even more chutzpah, to have such boldness to make us to have a Gauls in our own land. He says when a person takes over and he takes over that satan and he realizes that you could take that midah, says Rav Gedalia Shor, taking that midah of the satan, of that boldness and that courageous, and you use it in your own avodah Hashem, you turn in from a Yaakov, you turn into a Yisrael. So just review, and then I'll end up with a quick mice. He started off saying, why is Yaakov so afraid? Rashi said, because he was afraid maybe he would be killed, or maybe he would have to kill others. Then we said from the Targum Yonason, the Daz Akanim, and maybe he, because he didn't do the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av, so he was lacking. We said Rabbi Yudinsky's nice thing from the Stipler, not Dafkin, only Kibbutz Av, not Kibbutz Em, because every single time he was away from Rivka, from Esav, he was Bimekayim Kibbutz Em. The Baal Term said, at the end of the day, this Yaakov actually caused the Jewish people to be able to be scattered on his level. That's why the Lush of Kigarti, Meshach, Shechanti, Melei Kedar. And the Dasa came, says, Vayitzerlo, Vayira Yaakov, Vayitzerlo, that it bothered him that he was scared. And at the end of the day, how did Yaakov change? He changed when he fought off the Malach of Esav. That he took the Satan, Yaakov, Yaakov 182, took the Satan 59, and he became Yisrael 541. And that's when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the hard times in our lives, says the Gevurah Tzvi Yitzchak, we become bigger and better people. When we learn from our enemy, you learn from the boldness, you learn from that brave, from that courageous, from that, I keep on using the word boldness, but I don't have the greatest vocabulary. I didn't do so great on the SATs. But at the end of the day, be able to use the midah of Esav's Malach, that boldness, that Greek thing, that Greek midah of just doing whatever we want and not thinking about the chachma of Hashem and the chachma. It's the same thing. Using that midah and using it in the right way. This week there was a great yard site of Rav Lazer Geldzahler. I'm not sure if everyone here who knows who that is. He was a great Rav, unfortunately passed away at the young age of 46. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Literally, I've read his biography at least 2 or 3 times. If you want to change your life in every single way possible, it's 200 pages, and I promise you won't be able to put it down. I don't want to give you high expectations, but it's an amazing, amazing sefer. So one of the stories I saw in the cover of his yard sale, I wanted to say a story about him, is that he was in Eretz Yisrael, and his flight back to America was Monday night. And what happened was Sunday night was the yard site of Merla of Amshinov, one of the Amshinover tzaddikim, and he's buried in Tveria. So he wanted to go up to Tveria, and he had some stuff back to do in Yerushalayim, as we always do. You know, we always need to go back to Yerushalayim to finish off in Yerushalayim. So what happens? He gets to Sunday night. He's in Tveria. He's diving there a little bit, and he gets back to Yerushalayim. Finally, he gets to the current Amshinover Rebbe. And he's there for a few minutes, and the Rebbe tells him, you know, you should really try to get to my grandfather of Merlo of Amshinov. I think it's his yartza tonight. I think it would be very geschmack. So a normal person would answer and say, you know, like, I'd be like 5 hours ago, I was there. What did the tzaddik do? What did Rav Geldzahler did? He didn't say a word that he was there. He got right back in his car, went right back to Tveria, and then davened there for a few minutes to be mekayim the Rebbe's words. And just made his flight back to Ben Gurion. Because when a person is bold, when a person has this guy with the Kedusha, and he doesn't let anything get him down, no matter what, when a tzaddik tells you to do something, you don't ask questions, you don't say, I just did this, I don't do that. At the end of the day, a person does things because he realizes it's the right thing to do. He does realize it because it's the right thing to do. Hashem should bless us that we should be bold in our avodas Hashem. We should learn from the ways of Yavon, to learn the way from the ways of the Malach Beis, to be bold in our avodas Hashem. And to be able to learn that at the end of the day, we're all Yaakovs. And the way to be able to become Yisrael is Dafka through the battles and through the Satan, and then with Bezocha from the Yaakov plus the Satan to be the Yisrael Bez Hashem.